Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We all know the, like, about prayer, fasting, zakat, hajj, like four of the central non-negotiable elements in Islam, after the fundamental beliefs, of course. But Imam Sajjad alayhi salam adds a fifth, and that is wilayah, which means love, loyalty, and following the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And he says something striking. The first four are incomplete without the fifth. So let me read his exact words as it's been narrated. Indeed, Allah made five things obligatory, and He only made obligatory that which is good and beautiful. Prayer, zakat, hajj, and fasting. You know, zakat is like the sort of like obligatory charity that some have to pay. So hajj, fasting, and our wilayah. The people practiced four but took the fifth lightly. By Allah, they will not complete the four until they complete them with the fifth. And so that's a strong statement. He swears by Allah. You know, the Ahlul Bayt never swore by Allah so easily. So why would the four need the fifth? Here's why. Rituals without a living model can become empty movements. You can pray with your body while your heart is somewhere else. You can fast while your tongue still lies or gossips. You can, like, give charity while your character remains harsh. The emotions are there, but the soul is missing. The Ahlul Bayt show us how to feel worship with soul, how to pray with presence, not just reciting, but actually standing before God, how to fast with sincerity, not just avoiding food, but guarding the tongue and the temper, how to give with, like, humility, not showing off, but giving quietly. Wilaya is not just about loving them from a distance. It's about learning from them, letting their lives shape yours. When you connect your worship to their example, the worship comes alive. It transforms you. And there is a like high emphatic order from Allah to follow the Ahlul Bayt. And we just mentioned a little part of the wisdom behind. Allah knows best. He has ordered us to follow them. Follow them completely as best as we can. So there is a great wisdom behind that. And wilayah is central to all the central other central elements. So Imam Sajjad is not saying God rejects the four without the fifth. He's saying the four don't reach their purpose. But in some other narrations, you may get even the impression that the other four or any other elements, any other rulings, any other religious act would not be complete or accepted by Allah without wilayah. So that's such an important element in Islam. So inshallah, we will follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as we accept their wilayah and guardianship. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.